What stands out to you?
Well, absolutely a lot to go through, but I think what stands out to me the most is the message that the government understands, the federal government understands that during a pandemic and when the economy is down, the need for investment in the care economy and social infrastructure as well as fiscal infrastructure and making sure that no one gets left behind is really important. It's not a time for austerity, obviously. And the fiscal anchor that some would think should be austerity type measures actually are things like a universal national child care program, which after many decades of many people and many promises, this is probably the most realistic time where we see a real clear plan with real clear targets towards that dream of affordable child care for everyone. Good for the economy, good for women, good for families, and especially moms, and good for children. So I think that's probably the biggest thing that I see right away and the most exciting thing. Dare I hope that finally we're going to see that vision as a reality. So that's a very important step. It means they've listened very carefully and understand the implications of doing that. $15 minimum wage, obviously something we've been asking for a long time. With the federal government doing that, even though it only covers federal employees, it certainly signals that they understand the importance of that. And, I hope that the provincial government takes some lessons from that about how we need to stimulate the economy and actually invest in people. And that, budgets aren't about balancing the books necessarily. Budgets are about looking after the health and well-being of people. I think the federal Liberals get that. And so there's lots of good things. We've asked for extension to EI. We've been looking for standards in long-term care, investments in skill training, literacy, some green jobs and a just transition into those jobs for workers. So those things have been addressed in this budget. I guess the devil's in the detail, but it seems to be that they've made headway on a lot of the neglected issues in the economy, and that probably if we had passed budgets like that, we wouldn't have been in such a state to begin with. But overall, it's been very, very positive for us. There were some calls for fairer tax reform for the very rich in our country to pay their fair share of the tax. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot there right now, but they have clearly understood that now is not the time for tax cuts or austerity measures, and that's really important.
Mary Shortle, thank you.
Thank you, Linda.